For a tired old cynic like me, a beguiling pastime in these dark February days is to muse on government computer projects with their almost limitless capacity for tragicomic foul-ups. A couple of months ago, we were all feasting on the Customs and Revenue's spectacular display of mislaying 25 million people's unencrypted bank account and national insurance details. Day by day, news of the mad NHS computer keeps us entertained in a gloomy sort of way. And now we have the promise of e-borders, a joined-up, intelligence-led, modernised border control complete with biometric scanning, multi-agency links and 59 questions per traveller every time you leave or arrive. Which may, of course, be a great improvement on the current system of nobody having a clue who's in Britain and who isn't. But the aspect which captivates me in a train crash sort of way is the throwaway statement that e-borders will be 95% up and running by 2010, with the last 5% a year later, including, quote, yachts and other rarely used routes. Yes, brothers, we too may get the 59 questions, the requirement for API, advanced passenger information, including arrivals and departure times, dates of birth, fingerprints, iris recognition, and so on. No sooner have we disposed of the limp old yellow bunting with its happy Europhile shrug than we are sucked into the new age in which the Home Office promises that a wealth of arrival and departure immigration information will give a much clearer picture of passengers' movements. Now, this could have interesting implications for the Royal Mudlump Yacht Club's rally to Cherbourg. Skipper Tubby Tucker of the 32-foot wave bouncer has laboriously filled in his advance form stating the API intention of leaving on the 0700 ebb with his trusted crew, Monty with the twitch, Monty's son Dave, Dave's friend Other Dave, and Birgitta the au pair of unknown origin, who Monty picked up in the Purple Turtle Club. Unfortunately, Birgitta breaks a nail on the hatch, throws a tantrum and flounces off. Other Dave says his mate Ahmad from LSE is looking for a berth and he used to be a deckie on Goulette, so he'll be amazingly handy. So Tubby says, oh, it'll probably be okay. Well, you can guess the rest. They miss the tide, breaching their API, hit a head sea, Monty gets seasick trying to retrieve a sock half-eaten by the bilge pump, and they decide to sail Wave Bouncer to Guernsey instead, have a kip and then head on to Port Dulevi for a quick free de mer. By the time they get back, 2 days late on their stated passage plan, Other Dave has been in a fight with a French fisherman and got his eyes blacked, so that the harbour master's iris scanner in Mudlump Marina identifies him as Osama bin Laden. Ahmad turns out to have no fingerprints. This is because he got stuck to the superglue trying to mend the skipper's glasses in a bouncy following sea. So they all get banged up without trial for 28 or 42 days, while the immigration tries to sort all this out. Due to staff shortages, of course, the entire crew's identities get lost in the post to Gateshead, and the CD is bought in a pub by a detachment of the Bulgarian mafia, who subsequently go round calling themselves Dave, Monty and Birgitta for the next 10 years. But hang on, it might not be so bad after all. Reading on in the Home Office website, I notice that the whole e-border shenanigan is contracted to Raytheon, which already makes the, or at least made, the chart plotter, autopilot and radar with which Tubby has equipped the wave bouncer. So, in an even better daydream, it will all be simple. As they board the shop, each member of the crew just stares in turn into the plotter screen and it winks when it recognises each iris. Then it silently computes which country's crew are cleared to visit. Other Dave is not allowed into Spain after the fracas in Santander after the tall ships race, and Tubby had his credit card suspended in Ostend in 1993. The gizmo then sends a coded signal to the autopilot, which Raytheon will have enabled to share data with the Echo Sanders record of groundings, the checkout at the Lymington Waitrose, the NHS record of Tubby's blood pressure, the Inland Revenue and the Child Support Agency. Oh dear, poor Monty. After conferring with the GPS and crunching through this wealth of data, the autopilot makes a clear decision not to allow Wave Bouncer more than 2 miles offshore and steers her to Poole instead. Problem solved. Evening all. Mind how you go.